I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Just when you thought it was safe to go back out in the sun, an environmental problem that many of us thought we'd licked is back, and it's worse than ever. The problem is the depletion of the atmosphere's ozone layer. As you might recall from all the coverage two decades ago, ozone is a fragile form of oxygen that protects the Earth from some of the sun's damaging radiation. A landmark international deal was signed in the 1980s to phase out the chemicals that were depleting the ozone layer, but scientists report today that ozone levels reached an all-time low this winter over the Arctic, and that could be bad news for people in much of the Northern Hemisphere. The World's environment editor, Peter Thompson, joins us now. Peter, it feels sort of like we're getting in the way back machine with this story. What's going on here?
Yeah, Marco, I think there's sort of an odd feeling of deja vu these days for a lot of people when it comes to the environment. First came, of course, the awful events in Japan with a nuclear disaster on a scale not seen since Chernobyl in the 80s. And now this news about atmospheric ozone, that also seems to take us back to the 80s. Specifically, scientists with the UN's World Meteorological Organization say that ozone levels over the Arctic were down as much as 40% at the end of the northern winter, which was just a few weeks ago. And if you remember your details about this phenomenon from the 70s and 80s, you might have noticed another important difference with this news today, and that's that back then the ozone problem was mostly over the high latitudes of the southern hemisphere, but the problem now is growing in the northern hemisphere as well, where most of us live.
All right, maybe you can refresh our memories on some of the details. It's been a long time since I've even thought about ozone.
We're talking here about ozone high up in the atmosphere, not ground-level ozone. Ground-level ozone is a pollutant that's linked to smog that can be really bad for people's lungs, but atmospheric ozone is there naturally, and it's a good thing, since it filters out a lot of the sun's high-energy ultraviolet rays that might otherwise cause skin cancer and cataracts and a lot of other problems. What happened in the 70s and 80s is that scientists discovered that a handful of chemicals that we've been using in everything from spray cans to refrigerators were getting up into the high atmosphere and destroying ozone. The problem was especially bad over Antarctica, but ozone was also thinning enough over heavily populated parts of the world that it was becoming a real threat to human health. So the nations of the world came together and hammered out an agreement in 1987 called the Montreal Protocol, you might remember that term, to slowly phase out these chemicals. It was a very big deal at the time. It was hailed as an unprecedented example of international cooperation, and it really has made a significant difference. The problem is that these chemicals stick around in the atmosphere for a long time, so the problem won't really be solved for many decades.
Okay, so why are we seeing now this spike in ozone depletion over the northern part of the world?
Well, it seems that it's due at least in part to a confluence of two separate problems. One is the problem of ozone depletion, and the other is the problem of climate change. Ozone depletion is linked with temperatures high up in the atmosphere. It turns out that as temperatures at the surface of the planet in the Arctic warm up, the temperatures drop high up in the atmosphere. And at those colder temperatures, those pollutants in the atmosphere destroy more ozone.
So what does this actually mean in practical terms?
Well, as I said, the worst destruction of ozone is in the highest latitudes, but researchers say it may well also be significant at times as low as 40 degrees latitude, which takes us down to include most of Europe and Russia, all of Canada, and even parts of the U.S. as far south as New York. Scientists are advising those of us who live in these parts of the world to watch our local UV radiation forecasts. But frankly, I don't ever remember seeing or hearing those as part of any weather forecast. So the prudent thing for people to do is protect their skin and their eyes when they go out by wearing sunscreen and sunglasses. I should add, though, that however thin the ozone layer might get over where you live, scientists are saying it's likely to last only a few days at a time. And in any case, the ozone layer will start to build itself back up again over the next few months as the northern spring progresses. So that's good news. The bad news is that this might continue for many years to come because chemicals continue to linger in the atmosphere and climate change is continuing to affect the weather at the Arctic.
The World's Environment Editor, Peter Thompson. Thanks very much, Peter.
Thank you, Marco.
Peter's also written a blog post on this latest ozone study. You can read it at theworld.org/blogs.